VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Pentagon said Monday that U.S. airstrikes killed 35 al-Shabaab terrorists in central Somalia. A statement from the U.S. Africa Command said the attack was carried out Sunday in the Hiran region as the fighters were transitioning between locations in a rural area to mass their forces. Earlier Monday, Somali officials said al-Shabaab militants shot and killed 9 civilians in a Mogadishu suburb. 6 women and 3 men were killed. They were cleaning the streets when the militants shot them. The militants don't want people to clean the streets because they use the garbage, trees, and undergrowth to disguise improvised explosive devices. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif unexpectedly announced his resignation on Monday. He said he is sorry for his, quote, inability to continue. He said, "I am apologizing to you for all the shortcomings in the past years during my time as foreign minister. I thank the Iranian nation and officials." He posted his message to Instagram but gave no reason for quitting, and there's been no comment so far from President Hassan Rouhani. President Trump said Monday that an American oil worker held captive for 18 months in the Middle East has been released and reunited with his wife and children. Trump praised the United Arab Emirates for helping to free Danny Burch, who was abducted by unidentified gunmen on a busy street in Sana'a, the war-torn Yemeni capital, in September 2017. Burch was later taken to Oman in January 2018, accompanied by a Houthi negotiator. There were no immediate details of the release of Burch, who's in his mid-60s. He was working as an engineer at a Yemeni oil company. This is VOA News.